So amongst the team at MoveIQ, we've been talking about our own individual property journeys. And it turns out actually all of us have in the recent past experienced something of note, something of different. So we thought we'd have a bit of a chat about them all, and hopefully people will find it educating and informative. But before we get into Alex's story, I think it's worth explaining what we mean by an accidental single property landlord. These are people who didn't set out to build a property portfolio. They've usually ended up renting one out because of a life change, a move, a relationship shift, a job relocation or inheritance, something like that. Now, while the number of single property landlords is slowly reducing, they still house a very significant proportion of tenants. So it's not a niche story. That's just a situation a lot of people either find themselves in or indeed are trying to work their way through or out of. Alex here and his experience may sound very familiar to many, so I asked him if he'd share it. Alex.
Good afternoon, Phil.
Good to have you on. Thank you for sharing your experiences. So take us back. You were living in London with a partner, owning a flat. What prompted the move out of London? I know you went to Norwich, but how come that all?
Back home to Norwich. The move came about quite naturally. We were down there for 10 years, university, jobs, first couple of things. And I guess you get to a stage in life and people are getting a little bit older and you might want a little bit more space. And we were in that situation.
How long had you owned a property in London for?
2.5 years.
Right. And it was, give me a little sort of outline what it was like.
So
flat, house?
Yeah, flat, 2-bed, new build.
Okay.
And
bought off the developer?
Yes, yeah. And, you know, after COVID, it was one of those that we loved moving into it. Mm-hmm. An incredible place to move into, lots of green space. And it's just, I guess, the main message was how quickly life then changes. You know, what was flat was brilliant to move into. The spec was great. And then a dog comes along, you know, a couple of years go by. And then
how old were you at the time when you bought it?
25.
Okay. It is, I've often thought it is those ages, sort of 24 to 30. Life can change really, really quickly.
Rapidly.
And what suited you were 25? Didn't suit you when you were 27.
Very quick. Very, very quick. And I think it was one of those that then moving through the process, you have to get geared up to, right, what are we going to do with the flat? How do we want to manage it? Where do we want to go?
And so what was the initial plan with the flat?
Sell. Yeah, so we were going to went on the market and it was positive off the bat. I had quite a lot of viewings, but didn't materialise to an offer. That went on for longer than it should have done. And, it, you know, you go through the process. Is it priced right? Is it staged right? All the key things.
And during that process, were you also house hunting in Norwich?
Yes. So, but it was a case of until something was concrete, one size, you can't then put too many, you know, 2 feet in front of the other. So we were then looking, and as things then, we certainly got more serious of moving home, spending more time back home. So we went down the Airbnb route. So I went through that, and that was an incredible eye-opening experience with just how quickly the property market can change, getting people in and what we can make the most of the asset. So that was really good.
Where were you living at the time?
In the flat, but we were spending quite a long time back home. So long weekends, weeks at home, working remotely. This is after COVID. So
Airbnb being the flat.
Airbnb being the flat.
With it on the market for sale.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yep. So juggling many balls. And that was really good. And then the 90-day limit, all things happened with legislation with Airbnb in London. So we then looked at renting it longer term, which we did. Okay. Found a good agent locally, really, really helpful through the process. And I think that was crucial in terms of, are we following the right process? Are we doing all the right things as a young couple? Like, we didn't know a huge amount and they were really, really crucial. So, they were helpful.
Okay. Meanwhile, house hunting up in Norwich.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're still, well, eventually where we then get to was we're going to rent both. So we're going to be completely flexible.
Okay.
Rent in London,
yeah.
See where that goes, keep moving with the market. Mm-hmm. And again, it's been on and off and seeing where it goes, but we're sticking and we're still being rented now.
Okay.
And then we've moved back to Norwich and we're renting.
And looking ahead, are you happy with where things are at now? Are you going to carry on renting the London flat out?
Yes. I've got some new tenants going in a month's time. So again, it's one of those that we always test the waters, I think, in between. Is it going to be a case, is the market right for sale?
Yeah.
We change an agent. What, you know, is all the things that we're doing right? Are we tick boxing well? And then it's a case of when that then gets to the level, what can we do at home? But for us, I think you know, it's quite funny how your perspective can change, because we bought first time, you're a homeowner, go through that aspect, and then being a homeowner can become a bit of a headache quite quickly, being in the situation that we were. So then I had a newfound appreciation again for renting and the flexibility that that can give at home.
Yeah. But of course, the tax changes as a landlord, accidental or not, you're being penalised there as well. How has the kind of process of being a landlord shaken down for you? Have you had to do maintenance? Have you had any hassle?
No.
What's it been like?
Generally been quite lucky with the tenants. They've been really, really good. Again, the management with the agent, tenants and us have been quite good. I've been quite mindful to be visible to the tenants in there and just make sure that we're there to be seen, I guess, as well, because sometimes it's just good to know who's the landlord of the property.
Sure.
But yeah, generally, I think a huge life lesson in terms of exposure to how to manage an asset, the way that you can, you know, make the most of it, you know, be things to be aware of, and then obviously how to manage it on the back end at the end of the financial year.
It sounds as though you're quite content with the situation at the moment. Is that right?
Accepted the situation, I think. Content through the process that we have gone through every avenue we can to get to the situation that we are. Again, come spring, we might review it. We've obviously got new tenants, so it'll be longer term than that. But it's just, I think it's just being fluid and flexible. You can't get too caught up on these things, otherwise it just becomes such a drain.
Is it a concern that whilst you have the London flat, even though it's been rented out again, probably at an increased rent, does that restrict your affordability if you wanted to go and buy yourself a house back in Norwich? So on the one, you're a property owner, you're collecting rent, great, but you're paying tax, and your ability to borrow money to buy your own home to live in is tight.
Yeah, and I think a really good point is, friends of mine think you've got a flat in London, you know, you move back, it looks, and it is positive, a positive story, but there's a heck of a lot of compliance, due diligence that goes into it. And it can all look quite rosy, but then comes the logistics behind it and managing it. So
are there particular lessons that you've learned through this experience, would you say? Any standout things?
Good advice, completely crucial. And I think it's a case of that you don't know what you're unaware of.
You don't know what you don't know.
You don't know what you don't know. So, yeah, make sure that you're knocking on all the right doors, asking the right questions, and working with regulated property mark agents.
Well said. I know when I'm involved in a property deal, buying, selling, renting, whatever it is, it's emotionally full on. It's brain consuming. You wake up thinking about it. You go to bed thinking about it. Even when it's going well, it's really front and center of mind, isn't it? So you've had to deal with that for a long period of time.
Yeah. And I guess it's one of those things, week by week, month by month, it can drag you down in a case of overthinking it. But if you've gone through, and I think hopefully we have, through the process of knowing that we're doing the right thing at the right stage, at the right time, that's all you can do, isn't it, I guess? And on the flip side of that, the positive side of the exposure that I've got, the huge exposure to, you know, the rental market, how to be a landlord, the logistics behind it, you know, all of that learning's probably ended me up here on the podcast speaking to you in some roundabout way. So you've got to take these things.
It is a life experience.
Exactly.
And the only way of learning these things is actually doing it. It's not perhaps something that you set out to do, but you're in it.
No, and I think you do get that a bit of a bug. It becomes quite addictive, the learning process of, am I doing things right? Can I tailor it? Are there things that I need to learn, you know, and looking at different then, you know, property investment strategies is something that I want to get involved in later down the line. And again, all in good time.
I bet we'll have a chat in 5 years' time. You'll have 25 properties.
Maybe.
Massive portfolio.
Maybe. One day, Phil.
If someone listening to this, if they find themselves in a similar but unexpected situation, and anything that you would encourage them to consider?
Reach out to those that you would think will be more in the know than you are, whether that's friends, family, experts in the field. There's always conversations to be had. And through personal experience, I think the more that you go over it in your head and you're online and you're looking at all these different aspects, you're only going to get so far. Reach out to your network, build a network of people to give you good, quality, solid advice, and take it step by step.
But you didn't have that at the time because you weren't working with Move IQ.
No.
Maybe that's why you came to work.
It might have been. You've been found out.
If you had to sum up your journey in one sentence, mm-hmm. go on. Any idea what it would be?
Oh.
You're a salesman. You're going to struggle to stay.
No, I'm just buying some time, Phil. Buying some time. I would say it's been the journey is worthwhile if you do it with the right people. And what I mean by that is a case of got a very good partner and a good family network that have made the process a lot easier.
Okay.
That complemented with good expertise is valuable.
Yeah.
That's my sentence.
But you had a go at selling it.
Correct. Multiple times. Negative equity. So we bought at a level.
Okay.
We, through natural progress, would think that you'd get to a growth level over the market. That's not happened. Then you look at the market specifics of people not wanting to buy a two-bed flat in London anymore. They're looking for more country living, everything like that. And so the markets change, you know, logistics change, perspective changes. And it's a case of what you might think would be a first-time buyer or a downsizer. You know, that market then becomes quite insular and smaller because of what they're being offered.
So you tried to sell it several times. But I guess what was happening at the same time was the potential rent was going up.
Yeah.
So if you go and sell it, rent it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think the idea is always to sell it and become more liquid with it. But yeah, it's a case of that, like everything, you want to make sure that it's the right business decision and that it's the right transaction for you at the right stage of life.
So you are renting it out in London and renting yourselves in Norwich.
Correct.
So you've got flexibility should you want to move back to London or go and live in Hong Kong.
Correct.
As you know, you've got no flexibility because you're all living here.
Right here.
Nice talking to you, Alex.
You too.